This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Welcome to Commons Cast. I'm Chloe, here with an interview with Dean Grisolfi. Hi.
Hi.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm pretty good. We're getting there, almost spring break.
I know.
Speaking of that, do you think that there's like a disparity in what students do over spring break? Like some go on really fancy vacations, some just go home, and some stay here. And how do you think that affects students?
Well, yes, there is a huge disparity. You just articulated it. I mean, there's a huge disparity at Vanderbilt amongst families' income level. And so it breaks are one of those times when it becomes especially visible, but I don't think it's ever invisible, to be honest. I will say one thing that Vanderbilt does that I think is really cool is a program called Alternative Spring Break, which is a thing that students can do to do a service project off campus. And sometimes they go all over the place. And you can apply for funding for it from Opportunity Vanderbilt. So it is a little bit less inaccessible, a little more accessible, regardless of what, your parents' income level is. So that's actually a really neat and popular program that Vanderbilt offers. Specifically, it kind of speaks into this issue, right? Of like, you know, everyone needs to take that week to take a break. Mm-hmm. And for some people, so I will say, not everyone takes a break in the same way anyway, right? Yeah. So when I was an undergrad, every time there was a break, I definitely went home. Mm-hmm. A, my parents didn't have the kind of money where we were taking extravagant vacations. Oh, yeah. But B, I missed them. And I still like them, right? So I liked being home with them. But I have met a lot of students who actually don't necessarily get rejuvenated hanging out with their family. And so even if they can go home for a break, they might not. And so I do think people, you know, it's good that when you start to listen to yourself about, we all need to take a break over spring break, and what is the most effective way for me to do that?
All right. So now for you, how do you spend your spring break with your family? Do you stay here or go somewhere? And then what do you do?
So we don't have a tradition for spring break. I actually think, I'm not sure if we've ever really done anything very special for spring break. Sometimes Vanderbilt and my kids' school doesn't have the same spring break, and that can be a constraint. Also, my dad's birthday is March 13th, which is often over spring break. And so if possible, I like to be with him. This year, we are doing nothing. Which drives me crazy. That's mostly what my family likes to do. I'm the extrovert in the sea of introverts in that group. And so for them, they're like, oh, good, break from school. We'll just have some quiet time. And I'm like, break from school. Let's do more things.
Yeah.
So what I have proposed for this break so far, it seems like a popular idea, is that, so we're not going anywhere, but that each member of the family gets to pick organize a day. And I did say it could be an overnight, you know, but we're only driving places. And then we all have to do it. So Annika has really been trying to convince us that what we should do is go to Atlanta and go to the aquarium, which is an amazing aquarium.
I think that was actually referenced in a Percy Jackson book.
Was it?
The Atlanta Aquarium? I want to say Mark of Athena. So I think I know what one you're talking about.
So we've been there twice, but she doesn't, you know, the last time we went, she was five, and she's 11 now, or maybe she was six, but anyways, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
And so she claims, and I believe her, that she doesn't really have a clear memory. It is a very cool aquarium. They have whale sharks, and you can walk through these, like, it feels like you're walking into the aquarium, and they swim
like the
over
glass
your head.
Tunnels.
Yes, oh my goodness. It's so awesome. So I love the idea. It's a, you know, like Atlanta is not a 2-hour drive. And so we're talking through that one. My day is a long hike where no one complains. and Ansel, my oldest, has a backpacking trip with his class for school in May. So I was like, great, you need new hiking boots. you can break them in on my day there of spring break. So I don't know what my husband's going to pick. And I mean, Ansel really wants to go ice skating. So, which is like the week that they have off and the week that Vanderbilt has off is also the week that Metro has off. And so all of the municipal skating rinks are going to be like completely packed. But if that's what he wants to do, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I hope it is.
I hope so.
So what, in your opinion, is the best way to spend spring break? Like, if you could choose something the whole week to do, what would it be?
I would really like to be like in a tropical location where someone brings me plates of fruit while I like lay in the shade by a pool. That sounds great to me. I also would enjoy a little walk on the beach, you know, but I would really love to do that. But we have never done that for spring break, I can say.
Maybe one day.
One day. Yeah.
One day you'll get it. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, wait, what are you doing for spring break?
Oh, what am I? I'm actually going to New York because Vanderbilt is paying for it.
And nice.
That's how I get to do it. So
what are you going
to
do there?
We're going to see some Broadway shows, and then I think we have like a writing workshop.
Is this part of a class?
Yeah, it is. One of my theater classes.
That's awesome.
So there's some from, a lot of us from the theater department get to go on this trip, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be my first time on a plane, so ever, which
That's
is
great.
A little scary, but I'm excited.
It's going to be great. And so is your first time in New York?
I've been to New York before, but I was like 10, so it was really just my parents like gripping my hand with, an iron grip so I don't get lost in like Times Square.
Right. Well, I hope you have a great time.
Thank you. All right, and now it's time for the Commons calendar.
Hello, hello. I'm Bree Woods, your host for this week's Commons calendar. I'll be telling you about the happenings around campus from today through spring break, so hang tight. First and foremost, the beginning of March brings with it International Women's Day and Women's History Month. Celebrate with the Margaret Cunningham Women's Center, International Student Scholar Services, Peabody International Students in Affairs, and the Graduate School at their collab event on March 6 from noon to 1:30 at Alumni Hall. There will be a panel discussion, free flowers, and a provided lunch. Looking for a chance to dance? All are welcome from 7 to 8 on March 6 at Vandy Ballroom's Beginner's Class, held at Branscombe Studio. No partner or previous experience is required, and various types of ballroom dance will be covered. On March 7th, from 8 to 9 p.m., the Vanderbilt Wind Symphony takes the stage at Ingram Hall. The ensemble will be performing a new program titled New Horizons, and will be joined by performers from Antioch High School. On Friday, March 8th, from noon to 2 p.m., all LGBTQIA+ faculty, staff, and students are invited to enjoy lunch at the Casey Potter Center for their campus tradition of hosting Thank Goodness It's Friday TGIF lunches. On Tuesday, March 12th, from noon to 1 p.m., hear Dr. Jim Powers speak on physician advocacy in the Tennessee State Legislature at a lecture hosted by the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine at the Vanderbilt AMA and the Vanderbilt AMA-TMA Medical School Chapter. It will be held in room 237 of the Biomedical Library, and lunch will be provided. Flex your golfer's muscle with the Vanderbilt Athletics and Intramurals at their golf outing on Wednesday, March 13th from 4:30 to 6:30 at McCabe Golf Course. The invite states, whether you're a 2-plus handicap or new to the game, get your practice in before you venture out onto the course. Bring your clubs. We'll have free buckets and plenty of sunshine. Be sure to RSVP as spots are limited. If your plan is to stay on campus over spring break, but you still want to venture out of your dorm, take a hike with the Wilderness Medical Society on Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. They will be hiking at Percy Warner State Park. Start the week back from spring break strong and swing by the Center for Student Wellbeing Meditation Room on March 18th at 1:15 for self or guided meditation. Also on Monday, March 18th, Vanderbilt's American Sign Language Club meets from 4 to 5 p.m. at Commons Room 320. No experience is required. Take a brain break on Tuesday, March 19th at Central Library's fourth floor from noon to 1 p.m. Coloring sheets are available. Wow, we've got a packed 2 weeks ahead. Thanks for listening.
We are going to kick off the Human of the Commons interview. I'm your host this week, Ian Hansen, and I'm sitting down with Brendan Smith from Portland, Oregon. He is studying secondary education in chemistry with a minor in CSET. He lives in Hank. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Ian.
Of course. All right, so let's just jump in. My first question for you today is, how's the semester going so far? Do you have any favorite classes?
Yeah, the semester is honestly going great. It's a lot better than last semester's because kind of, you know, I already have the feel for like how things roll here at Vanderbilt. Favorite classes, I really enjoy my CSET class, my Communication of Science and Technology class. We've done a lot of podcast creating and video creating so far, and that's definitely an area that I haven't done much in my life, and I think it's really interesting. So that's one class I've definitely been enjoying. We also got our own, we were able to rent our own free MetaQuest 2s for the rest of the semester, so now I just get free VR games, which is great. But yeah, no, that's great.
That's cool. I know. So we're roommates, so I see him running around with that thing all the time, and I'm like, oh, I'm jealous. Which dining hall do you frequent the most?
It's not actually a dining hall, but I'm a big pub fan. Mm-hmm. After you, Ian, introduced me to it last semester, I'm kind of addicted to either, I rotate between the barbecue chicken wings and the barbecue chicken tenders, but I'm also just woefully addicted to their pretzel bites. I'm a sucker for pretzel bites.
Yeah, I definitely always get the barbecue chicken tenders and fries.
It's a classic. It's good.
I get that every time.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite spots on campus you spend the most time at?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not Stevenson. yeah, but honestly, when the weather's nice, which it has been for a little bit this past couple weeks, I really enjoy sitting outside on library lawn. I know a lot of people would say alumni lawn, but for me, it gets a little bit too crowded, and so I like just kind of chilling. Last week, I spent probably like 10, 12 hours just sitting in the sun, you know, supposed to be doing work out there, but, you know, realistically, you know, a nap or two here or there, you know, yeah. How it goes.
I definitely did that last semester. I sat outside, fell asleep, kind of just lived out there, so...
Yeah.
How are you involved at Vanderbilt and around campus?
That's a great question. I mean, one of the main ways I'm involved in terms of like clubs is I'm on the club Ultimate Frisbee team, Armada. They're going to Stanford this weekend. First time they're flying to a tournament. So I'm not going, but I wish them all the best. I've played Ultimate for almost 6 years now, and so that was kind of a given for me to join the club team once I got here. But they've really given me a community to kind of adapt with, and it made the transition to college a lot easier. I've also gotten involved with in terms of like jobs. I actually work as a intramural official at the rec center, so yeah,
that's pretty cool, pretty sporty.
Yeah.
I wish the team luck at Stanford. That'd be really cool to go, though.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad I couldn't go, but yeah, no. It's a prestigious tournament, so I'm gonna be following, and I hope they bring home some good wins.
Definitely. Which semester do you like more? Like, do you feel better? So first semester or like second so far?
Yeah, I think I alluded to this a little bit in an earlier question, but I think for me personally, second semester has definitely gone a lot better than first semester. First semester, you know, like you got the thrill of like college being new and stuff, and it wasn't a bad semester for sure, but it's just like not having to worry about like the newness of college this semester has made like enjoying certain aspects of campus and of life a lot easier for me. And especially like last semester, I was constantly either like slightly sick or injured. I sprained my ankle pretty badly last September. And it took a month or two to fully recover. So that was a little bit rough, but Yeah, overall, I would definitely say semester two has been more my jam, just because, you know, even though classes might not be easier, like I have a feel for how things work around here. I don't have the stress of like, you know, figuring out like how to do laundry or, you know, how long it's going to take me to get from class to class. So yeah, it's just been easier to just kind of enjoy all the aspects of what Vanderbilt has to offer here.
Yeah, much less navigating, more living, enjoying, as you said.
Yeah.
No more like college newness. We're used to it. Yeah, kind of just getting used to the classes. Speaking of classes, I know you mentioned a favorite one from this semester. Did you enjoy your class like set more this semester or last semester?
I definitely feel like they're very similar. As somebody who's in education and science, you don't have too much flexibility with the classes that you get to take, especially at the beginning. You have your STEM classes that you have to take, and you have your education classes that you have to take. And if you don't do them, then you can get behind pretty quick. So my setup last semester and also kind of this semester has been, you know, a couple of education classes and a couple of science classes, and that's good because the science classes have labs, and oh god, I can't be asked with labs anymore, bro. But yeah, no. So last semester I had a couple of education classes, and then I had physics and organic chemistry. This semester I have physics and organic chemistry again, but instead of two education classes, I have my CSET class and an education class. And honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I don't want to take an English class, with all due respect to the English majors out there, but I would much prefer to take the classes I'm taking than, you know, an English or a social studies class. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm vibing with my class schedule.
I am in an education or an English class right now, but
yeah,
I respect that opinion very much. All right. So kind of my last question, but more a little beefier. Can you tell me how you decided to major in education and chemistry? And then I also like what experiences or interests influenced the decision, and what do you plan to do in the future from these majors?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the question for everybody in terms of like, you know, how did you get to be here? You know, how did you choose to do what you did? In high school, I had a lot of amazing teachers who let me have these excellent experiences in tutoring and teaching. The first of which came with my astronomy club advisor, who let me peer tutor other students in the class as part of like basically part of my grade. Like that was like my independent project for the class, was helping others do better in the class. And so that was like kind of my first exposure to tutoring. And it was really like, it hit home with me, and it was really special. So I'm like, okay, I want to do this more. I want to, you know, I want to feel this out. This could be the start of something special. And so the following year I asked to be a TA for my physics teacher from the past 2 years, and she was more than happy to take me on. And she gave me some incredible opportunities to not only, you know, go around, ask questions, like help out the class, but she even gave me opportunities to teach my own lectures. And that was really cool. That was my first time, you know, like really being in front of a class, like actually teaching. And it was really something special. And that first time I got up there and successfully taught a lesson, I was like, this is going to be something. Like, this could be my life.
This is my thing.
This could genuinely be my calling. And so I did it again senior year with my chemistry teacher. And it was just as incredible. Like, I got the opportunity to lecture again. And I kept fostering that just burning passion for helping students, whether it be in the classroom or outside of class with tutoring sessions. In terms of like how I landed on chemistry, I love all science, especially like my main jam is actually astronomy, but chemistry to me is just the perfect balance of all the sciences. You know, chemistry has very close ties to biology, but it also has really close ties to physics. And so I feel like by doing chemistry, I can kind of reach out and grab any sort of science best that I want to.
Like all the
worlds. Exactly. It's in my opinion, the best science within itself, but it also has the most connections to the other branches, in my opinion. So that's kind of the appeal to chemistry for me.
Mm-hmm. Nerd alert. No, I'm joking.
Oh my gosh. but yeah, I mean, it's fair. When you have a freshman in Orga, you can call them a nerd. It's fine. They won't get offended. but yeah, I think in the future, that's the nice thing about when I say, you know, oh, I'm a chemistry and secondary education major, the great thing is that people basically immediately kind of get a feel for what I want to do in the future. My end goal is definitely be a high school chemistry teacher. That's kind of all there is to it. Like, I really am looking forward to teaching, and I know it's a hard profession, and I know it's, you know, it's a very taxing profession, but with the numerous experiences I've gotten so far, I'm always wanting to do more, learn more, get in the classroom more. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really eager to see what the next 3 years brings me.
Definitely. I find that from like how you answered and like your answers, that a lot of like the experiences and like the teachers that you ran into, I feel like it was mostly based in high school. Is it safe to assume that's like really when you found that passion to do it? Or did you find like, did you have a little passion for like the sciences or like possibly being an educator, like more during childhood before high school?
Yeah, that's a good question. I definitely had the passion for science for a while. Like that passion for science has been a part of me for almost forever. Even in elementary school, the passion for education definitely came more in high school when I had the teachers that gave me the chances to really experience what it means to help another student out.
Yeah.
You know, in middle school, you may have like group projects or, you know, maybe some peer tutoring. It's not the same. It's not the same as being able to, it's not the same as being given the opportunity to literally teach your own class. And so, yeah. While the science has definitely been there forever, the education definitely, those passions definitely came within high school. But that doesn't mean the passion for education is any less than the passion for science.
Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. That's all I have. So I want to thank you listeners for tuning in to the Human of the Commons interview. And thank you, Brennan, for giving us a chance to see the life of a second education and chemistry major at Vanderbilt. Tune in next week for a new episode of the Commons Cast.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.